When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is Haley.
Hey everyone.
Whoa, calm down. This is one of the regular Animunchies podcasts where it's just on podcast only.
Voice only.
Voice only podcast. Exclusive thing. So thanks for joining us. This is where we just kind of update on what's been happening, what's been going on, current events in terms of like K-pop or any other anime or something newsworthy. And not the full episode that you can check out on YouTube and also here on our regular podcast. So there's no video with this one, so no YouTube video. First off, we just dropped off Haley's mom at the airport.
Yeah.
So we've been eating a lot this whole week.
Yeah, she came to visit from Hawaii.
And we took her to a lot of places to eat.
Yeah, I'm still full. I'll be full for the next week or so.
I don't remember how hunger feels like. I don't remember how to feel. What is hungry?
Yeah.
But it was fun. And we went and ate, obviously, at a lot of places. And besides the food, I mean, right now we literally have this brown sugar cocoa milk tea boba.
Yeah.
From Sawtelle in front of us.
It's called Yi Fang. It's really good. I mean, I've only tasted their brown sugar cocoa latte, it's called.
Oh, cocoa latte.
Yeah, cocoa latte.
It's like, it's really good. Like, it's really chocolatey. But the crazy thing is, like, when you have, you know, when you can't finish it, which happens to us, gets the best of us sometimes.
Yeah.
When you put it in the fridge and you drink it again,
the boba is hard.
Boba is usually hard, right? But no, for some magical reason.
From this place.
I do not know what type of, like, ancient secrets they do to their boba. It is soft.
Yeah,
it's soft the next day.
Yeah.
It's soft, you know, all the time.
It's the only place that we have had with boba that is soft.
Like after
the next day, after refrigerating it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to stay still, Bun, wherever you are, because you tend to move back and forth, and that's why it's like you have so many different varying wavelengths on this recording, because you move back and forth.
I can't sit still. I feel like I have ADHD.
Okay. And Not as much as your mom, I guess. But what we were going to talk about too, there's a couple of updates on some K-pop news and K-pop events. Haley will take over the first one because it's her specialty.
Yes, BTS. So as you guys know, they're releasing their second English song I think it's May 21st that's coming out. But then they've been releasing concept photos.
And this is for Butter. Right?
Yeah, this is for Butter. Sorry. And then they've been releasing concept photos this whole week of like the members and then also group photos. And they look so good.
Jimin looks like G-Dragon reincarnated.
Yeah, with like rainbow unicorn hair. A baby G-Dragon.
Yes, that's true. It's pretty much a blonde bleach hair with like hints of Haley's hair color. Yeah,
but then he has blue also.
Everyone looks good though. Everyone, all of them look pretty good in these photo, recent photo, what are they called?
Concept photos.
This is for the... For Butter, and also, like, you know, if you're excited for the McDonald's event coming up, you're counting down.
McDonald's has been, like, posting pictures as well on their actual, like, official Instagram page.
Right.
And then I think they have one saying, like, who's who, and you have to guess what member is holding, like they're eating at a table.
It's just their arms. It's just their hands. And hands
and
holding
food. You have to try and guess whose member it is.
And then so...
But then they're going to have, like... They have concepts, too, for McDonald's, which
that's
is
what
crazy.
I was going to say. Like, so McDonald's had
they're
a
gonna
post
have concept photos for
of
them.
A schedule.
Yeah.
And one of the posts, like, scheduled concept photos for the McDonald's.
So I'm like, oh, are they going to have, like, concept photos for the members with McDonald's food then?
It has to be.
That's going to be so cute.
Because what else are they going to do?
And then
right?
they're also doing a commercial as well.
Like a full-on...
In Korea, they call it CF.
On YouTube, I'm guessing, huh? Or maybe their Instagram, too.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll upload, like, a reel or something.
Hopefully, they put it on Real TV.
And...
Everywhere.
That's pretty... I mean, is there any other BTS news you'd like to share?
That's pretty much it.
Oh, I thought there was something else. No?
No. There's just been... It's literally just been...
There's just photos.
Oh, well, they had, like, a concert. I haven't watched it yet, but
they had a concert? Wow, yeah. For what? Where?
I think it's Lotte World or something.
Oh,
family
that's
concert or something.
That's another... Lotte is like another Asian like brand of... Like I see it in Mitsuo Market. Is it that Lotte?
Yeah.
L-O-T-T-E?
Mm-hmm.
Is that food?
It's everything is food, but then they have Lotte
have
World.
So here in America, we only see Lotte like when you're like at Niji or Mitsuo Market or like Tokyo Central or something.
But they had a concert with them. I haven't watched it, but I saw like clips and everything on Instagram.
Oh, you know what? There is one more BTS news.
What?
They're going to be on Friends.
Oh,
hello.
Duh. That's the other one. Yeah, so during last week, there was like so many news for BTS. So it was like Friends, Butter, and then what was the other one?
But what about Friends, though? I mean, I said it, but I want you to elaborate. Because obviously,
I don't even know. Friends is having a reunion.
But Friends is your favorite show,
it is,
like, show,
but I don't
right?
know what BTS is going to be doing on
they're
there.
Just
they
be
just said
on
that
it.
They had guest stars.
So that's what I was trying
yeah,
to
Yeah, but I don't know what they're
you
doing.
Say. I was trying to say that they're going to be guest stars.
Yeah, but as
don't.
What? Are they going to be in the actual film? Or are
they're
they going to
be
performing?
They're going to be singing the intro.
Maybe.
No, I'm
I
just
don't
kidding.
Know.
We have no idea. I don't think they've said anything. But if you have HBO Max or you know someone that has HBO Max, better get that loaded and ready to go since Friends is only on HBO Max now. And that's the only way you're going to watch it. So when they have the Friends reunion episode.
It's May 27th.
On May 27th, as Haley just said, because she likes to cut me off.
Yeah.
And then you could definitely watch BTS on Friends, which is how RM... learned his English.
Yeah.
If you're a true army, you'd probably have known that already.
Because he said that he watched it with, like, in Korean, with Korean subtitles, and then with English subtitles, and then he took it off, and then that's how he learned
English. He started
English.
Learning English. Yeah. Dang. So Friends is changing lives.
Yeah.
Is a game changer. They, like,
I know, his English is so
English.
Good, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, because Arm is, like, the only one that really strongly speaks
Right, and
English.
Can understand it, too.
So good for him and good for Friends. I bet you that he's super excited.
But they have other guest stars on there too, like Justin Bieber.
Oh, he's
Lady
gonna be there too.
Gaga. There's like a whole list of
I wonder how
guest
the heck,
stars.
Like, I do not know
what
Maybe
to they're
going to
do cameos. I don't know.
Like, because is it a full on episode or
I think
what
it's a
is
movie.
This? Oh, interesting. We'll see soon enough, I guess, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm not like looking into leaks or anything because I just want to kind of enjoy it whenever we watch it. So we're going to watch it here. And we're borrowing someone's HBO Max account, either Zach or my mom's.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And I think that's it for BTS news.
Mm-hmm.
I have some news, some K-pop news too, Haley.
What is it?
aespa So Aespa.
Aespa again.
They've been uploading. They've been very, very active on their IG. So they're getting ready to release stuff. They released a reel that was 10 minutes long.
Doing what?
It's like, I don't know.
Can reels even be 10 minutes long on Instagram? No, apparently, they can't. They're only a minute.
It's 10 minutes.
That's Instagram TV, then.
Okay, then it's Instagram TV. My apologies for being incorrect about the specific type of Instagram video being used and broadcasted with.
Reels is only a minute.
Okay, so on IGTV, they had like a 10-minute video for that Next Level thing. And I only saw parts of it. Because I wanted to watch it with Haley, but she probably doesn't care, and I should have just watched it on my own.
Yeah, you should just watch it.
But it's, like, crazy. It's, like, a movie film trailer from, like, some crazy, like, out of this world, like, stars and epic stuff, like, galaxy and, like, some sci-fi shit.
What is it for their new music video?
I think it's supposed to relate to, like, their whole universe. It reminds me of, like, the Bangtan universe, and then also, like, I don't know if you listen to Coheed and Cambria. It's, like, this all, like, crazy, like, story that they're, I think, going to try to, like, make. You know, interesting and add on, like, you know, connect all these, like, their future songs and videos and shit.
Oh, so they're copying Big Hit.
No, Big Hit copied other people before that, so I
meant in the K-pop world. You know, SM Entertainment is very well known for, like, just ripping people off.
Wow, look at your, you got very vocal over there.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They got in trouble too. They got like copyrighted and stuff.
Give us some examples.
I forgot already. It's been so long ago. I can't remember if it was like with Girls' Generation. Like some of their songs were just like ripped off from like English songs, and they didn't get royalties for it.
Damn SM.
Yeah.
That's where Taemin is in SHINee though.
Yeah, I know. They have like a lot of good groups, obviously.
So Aespa is going to have their shit coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been releasing a lot of stuff. If you saw their Instagram, they have a lot of different things going on. They also, if you follow their VLive, I just literally saw a notification before we started this recording saying that they're going to have a fan event too. So like an online fan event. So if you're on VLive and you could read and understand Korean, good for you. Because I tried reading it, zero translation or anything. So that's pretty much useless for me. And besides Aespa, more importantly to me, I have some Blackpink news. So Rosie already had her kind of like her photo book for her album released already. Remember we saw it at the K-pop store.
Yeah.
What is that K-pop store? We go to the K-pop store at the Source in Orange County a lot.
K-Town Plaza, Buena Park. I think it's called.
So K-Town Plaza and K-Place or something.
Yeah, K-Place.
There's like two different ones. It's really cool. They're really good places. So check both out if you go around Orange County, which is Buena Park, which is like near Anaheim and Disneyland and like, you know, all the different theme parks, because I think Knott's Berry Farm is right there too. So there's a place called The Source. It's like a shopping center, mall, plaza, outdoor thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like Asian stuff, and then specifically two K-pop stores in the same mall.
Yeah.
And they're really good K-pop stores too. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of stuff. Every time we go, Haley always loads. She always walks out with a bag to the car.
Usually it's like the albums because both of them, they kind of sell fake stuff too. So you have to be careful.
Every K-pop place doesn't get this straight. Every K-pop place you go to, unless it's like the LINE store because it's like official, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to like a regular like K-pop store, there's going to be fake memorabilia.
Yeah,
but like some of them are good though.
Some of them are okay.
Some are okay. Yeah. Like, and then some of them are, like, obviously more affordable.
Yeah.
Like, we got this really cool Blackpink calendar and BTS calendar.
Yeah, okay, well, those are okay, but I would never buy BT21 plushies, like, the fake ones.
Oh, those are my favorite. How, like,
Mang looks super derpy. Like,
Mang looks like...
his nose is super long.
He should be called Mang. Koya is, like, Doya. And then Jimmy is Chummy.
Yeah.
Like, all this stupid
Like, they're stuff. Kind of, like, not like, proportioned
really
right.
Like, really derpy versions of BT21.
Yeah.
So, but then, it should like, be called TB20.
Yeah, but then like the calendars and like the socks.
Some
and
of the stuff
like
is really cool. Yeah,
the
and they're
mugs,
like affordable.
Yeah.
So we got like a 2021 calendar. It was half off too. And the pictures are like really nice. Ours is like, it's like from
ice cream.
Yeah. BTS was Dynamite, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
So we put one in each of like our different rooms, like the office room and the guest bedroom. But what was really cool is, those ones were really clear. Because if you buy some other fake stuff sometimes...
They're, like, blurry. Like, they blow up a small picture.
It's like they take it
pixelated.
From Google Images, and then they just expand it without, like, rendering
it's
it.
It's super pixelated.
So it's, like, pixelated.
Yeah, but like, these ones are good quality.
It's, like, it's so bad. It's, like, hentai, like, blurs.
Yeah.
But no, but this, these are, we obviously will only get it if it's like, you know,
good,
super nice looking, because it'll happen to everyone. Like anyone that listens to K-pop, you'll eventually end up buying. Like we support the artists. We have, you know, all these different real albums that we get, right? But it's like sometimes we have small little cards or like not really like, I guess they are photo cards. Yeah. Remember, it's like weird. It's like clear, like a plastic one. Obviously, those are not like,
they're not official, made
by like YG or like Big Hit.
Yeah.
But they're really cool, and it's like, you know, they don't have that type of merchandise.
Yeah, it's kind of just like if how people on Etsy do the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, just think of it like as Artist Alley and Etsy kind of items that are readily available. So you can actually look at it too, like in person, instead of like kind of guessing how it's going to look. Yeah. Like they have those acrylic stands.
Yeah.
They have all these like postcards, and it's really cool too to have. So, and it's not just Blackpink and BTS.
It's like if you go K-pop K-Place, groups.
You have, like, there's Red Velvet, ITZY, you got
Momo.
Momoland,
Mamamoo.
Poopa Pui Pui. And,
Shiny.
Yeah, of course, Shiny, all, like, the older EXO, band, older groups as Monsta well. X.
Yeah.
I mean, Haley should be naming more than me, even though I'm winning right now.
Yeah, he's winning. I can't even think of any right now.
All she could think of is probably
Girls
BTS.
Generation.
They have Big Bang, too. They had some Big Bang memorabilia. And, you know, Super Junior, I could keep going. Say I win. I'm the true K-pop master in this podcast now.
Okay.
And, it's really cool because, like I said, we go there also for the Korean fried chicken. They got bomb Korean fried chicken and other food over there, like Dalgona.
They have Dalgona coffee.
This has become an advertisement for the Source OC.
Yeah.
So, check it out because it's really cool and... back to Blackpink. So, when we were there at those K-pop stores, do you remember those like weird albums that look like albums of Rose? Like it's like black and white photos of her, like on those books. So that's her photo book for R.
Yeah.
But like YG is, if you have to get it directly from YG the website, they have like a special edition one specifically for Rose, and it's like the cover is colored instead of black and white.
Oh, I see.
And it comes with more, you know, probably like extra photo cards and like a, I think like a, like an Instax photo like card kind of like that, so it looks like a Polaroid and some other stuff, but you have to get it on the website. And if you want to pre-order it, that's her special edition thing.
Is there an album in there too,
like no, it's just a pure photo book. It's kind of like Lisa when she released last year in March around her birthday her own photo book, like the Lisa photo book. And she had her like first edition one. And, like, now there's a second edition because all the first editions are obviously, like, gone. It's, like, out of circulation now.
Yeah.
But that was, like, last year in 2020, like, of March. So, if you want to get them, it's just probably look around eBay or Depop, Mercari, or, like, OfferUp or any local stuff if you want to collect it all. But it was pretty cool to see that. And that's my Blackpink news that she's releasing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to... Oh, here's some other stuff, too. I follow a lot of Blackpink accounts, so I'm well-informed, Haley.
Okay.
One of them said third quarter, Q3 of this year, that's when we should be expecting Lisa having her solo.
Uh-huh.
So Lisa solo Q3 2021. Q4, I saw, is when they're going to have their comeback. Blackpink comeback, end of this year, 2021, fourth quarter, Q4.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley's zoning out right now. She looks like a zombie staring into nothingness. If I could only record and show you.
I'm like Jungkook. He always just zones out.
I always think videos? Of V. That Jungkook does. You show me.
And he looks like, so
actually,
funny.
V just does weird shit.
Yeah, V just pretends he's talking to someone.
Yeah, never mind. He's just kind of creepier because he's like conversing with some weird shit.
He has like conversations in his head. And Jungkook just zones out.
Yeah, so she just pulled a Jungkook right now. Speaking about Jungkook, his hair looks good too for this
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Even Jin looks cool. He looks like Bruce Lee. Like a better version of Bruce Lee.
Well,
like
his
a K-pop
hair is like slick back, yeah.
Like a slick back, yeah.
But yeah, Jungkook's hair is like purple now, like a dark purple, and then it's long.
So is it tied back too?
Yeah, he ties it back. So he kind of, like, people were doing like those, not memes, but like comparison with Eren Yeager.
Oh.
Because remember he looks
the
same.
Eren from Attack on Titan. He reminds me more of Arthur from Fire Force.
No.
Like the tie back. Like when he started doing it before.
Oh, before
but now, I guess because his hair is longer.
Yeah. Now it looks like more like Aaron's.
But V looks good too. Like the way V styles his hair right now too. And they like, J-Hope dyed
his
hair.
They bleached his hair, yeah.
Oh, bleached his hair.
It's
so it's like pure like yellow
blonde,
white.
Blonde, yeah.
And Arm still looks like the happy pink. He has pink hair now. Yeah. I was going to say his face still looks like a happy auntie. Auntie RM.
Oh.
I like RM though, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much it that I could think of off the top of my head K-pop wise.
Yeah.
Oh man. How did I do for K-pop? Did I make you proud?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're saying that like a pity. A pity, like, oh yes, good job, little, good job, son, and you're like, yeah, a pat on the head.
It's not as exciting anymore because he knows the stuff. I remember before when I had to teach him like all about all of it.
How is that not exciting? It should be exciting that I have all this news you didn't even know. I didn't tell her about this news ahead of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so K-pop news, there you go. No gaming news. I've just been playing Genshin Impact a shit ton.
Yeah.
Because I am loading up on those Primo Gems because I'm trying to get Eula when she comes out. I didn't try to go for Zaddy Zhongli.
Zaddy
Zhongli. Huh?
I said Zaddy. Yeah, Zaddy Gojo.
Yes, like Zaddy Gojo. No, but I've been trying to save up because Eula is in the next one. So she should be actually released this week. Fingers crossed. Give me all that luck because I need it.
Good luck.
I don't want another repeat of the Klee incident.
Yeah, if he does that, then he won't play for like 6 months. Oh no.
And I need Eula because I need a good cryo claymore character because I have a really good claymore like weapon ready to be used. It's on Noelle right now, but I'm not that good. I know there's people good with Noelle. Haley has not been doing much gaming.
Yeah, I haven't even been playing Animal Crossing.
And hasn't touched Pokemon Snap in a while just because her mom was here the whole week, so she's been super busy.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back into that though. But I've been drawing. Guess what I'm drawing?
What are you drawing?
Myself with Gojo and Kuro. Gojo is from Jujutsu Kaisen and Kuro is from Haikyuu.
Neko.
Yeah, Nekoma.
Nekoma.
The team Nekoma.
So that's who she simps over.
But then the funny thing is that they're both the same voice actor.
That's why you're simping even more.
Yeah, but shoot, I didn't know that.
And then I was going to say, after that, she's going to draw me with Miku Nakano from Quintessential Quintuplets.
Well, I have commissions first today.
Hey, and also Quintessential Quintuplets, Miku, and I want Onodera from Nisekoi. Thank you very much.
No, I have commissions first.
I will pay twice as much.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. I gave you the iPad. I should get special treatment.
He gets them for free, but then he has to like wait his turn.
Yeah.
Hey, I drew you that thing from Otaku Home.
That was like way faster than these.
I know. That's why it takes more time for me.
Guys, I'm scared. You should see the eyes she gave me. She's going to kill me after this podcast. No. Anyway, so I guess I'll wrap things up with that. If you hopefully hear from me again, it's Haley did it.
Whatever.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. No other news. We don't want to go over like full anime talk and stuff. We save those usually for the regular podcast, full video podcast and podcast episodes. If you haven't checked us out before on YouTube, Anime Munchies Podcast, and of course here on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcast. We have like our own certain order of how we structure our typical podcast, which is bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we talk about a food place, a local food place here in California, like interesting food or good food. Then we go over K-pop news, like big K-pop news and updates. Talk about gaming, if there's any relevant gaming stuff we've done or looked into recently. But usually then we would go straight into anime. Mm-hmm. And we highlight and spotlight an anime that we've watched. It could be a recent one, could be an older one. We did, I think recently, Arakawa Under the Bridge, which was like almost 10 years old now.
Yeah.
But we've also done something, stuff super recent, like when Jujutsu Kaisen came out on our earlier episodes. And what else have we talked about?
Demon Slayer, like My Hero.
We talked about One Punch Man. She's literally looking at our manga library. Because we've talked about all those different ones.
Beastars.
Hopefully we'll talk about more. Haley doesn't watch the rom-com stuff, so it's kind of sad because that's what I like watching.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch. I want to talk about Kaguya Love is War and some other.
You can stuff talk about it. I'll just sit out.
Maybe we can talk about maybe the newer ones, like maybe 86 and currently Tokyo Revengers.
A lot of people are simping over that guy. from Tokyo Revengers, Mikey, I think his name is, the blonde haired, the one that kind of looks like one, Arthur. Right? Yeah,
yeah, the short. That he looks like Arthur, right? From Fire Force.
But a cuter version.
He looks like Arthur from Fire Force.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, thanks everyone for joining us and having to, you know, listen to our voices, our sexy voices.
Not mine. Not mine's not sexy.
Haley's witch voice and my sexy deep voice. Okie dokie. Everyone have a good week. We will see you next week with a regular full-on video episode that hopefully that you guys will enjoy. And we'll talk to you in the next one.
Okay.
Peace. Take care.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.